Cycling team fights wild cougar with rocks and sticks for 45 minutes to save fellow rider. By Simon Kent on March 19, 2024. Five female cyclists and a road team fought off a cougar in the Pacific Northwest wilderness for 45 minutes as they rallied to save the life of a fellow rider. The cyclists from the Recycled Cycles racing team battled the cougar to protect their friend, Carrie Berger, who was being mauled in Washington State last month. The team had embarked on a ride at the Tocal Creek Trail, east of Seattle, and were 19 miles into their journey when a young male cougar, one of 3,600 cougars in Washington State, launched into a sudden attack on Berger, 60. "Looking to my right, I saw the cougar's face," Berger told KUOW Puget Sound Public Radio, Seattle's NPR news station. "It was just a split second, and he tackled me off my bike. Falling into a shallow ditch with the cougar, the victim thought her teeth were coming loose and could feel her bones crushing. Her friends quickly rallied to her defense using sticks and rocks to try to get the male cougar to loosen his grip on Berger, whose face was forced into the ground. One cyclist stabbed the cat with a small knife, and another, Annie Belota, 64, attempted to choke the vicious creature. That was like choking a rock," Belota told KUOW. "It did absolutely nothing. She then tried to pry the cougar's jaw with her hand. I felt it shifting its teeth like it wanted to try to bite me, too," Belota said. "I said, 'No, you're not gonna get both of us.'" Anna Teets, 59, dropped a 25-pound rock on the cougar's head numerous times while trying to avoid hitting her friend. Berger, still trapped by the cougar, tried to jab her fingers up the animal's nostrils and into his eyes. The animal finally let up after 15 minutes, and Berger was able to crawl away. The male cougar was about a one-year-old and weighed in at roughly 75 pounds, state fish and wildlife officials said. "The animal didn't have rabies or other significant diseases or issues that would lead to aggressive behavior," the department said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.